Topic 16.8, genetic fingerprinting. This Chapter 16 MP3 describes genetic fingerprinting as part of the A2 biology specification. A genetic fingerprint is similar to an actual fingerprint in that it is unique to each person, except for identical twins. Everyone's DNA contains regular repeated sections that are not part of the genes. These are junk DNA. Whereabouts in the DNA these repeated sections appear is different for each person. You can find out where one person's repeated sections appear in the DNA and make a picture of it. This is your genetic fingerprint. To make a genetic fingerprint, you must first take a sample of DNA. You can take this from any cell in the body that has a full set of chromosomes. For example, you can use a skin cell, or a white blood cell, but not a sperm or a red blood cell. Red blood cells contain no nucleus, so they have no DNA. The DNA is then separated from the rest of the cell. Sometimes there is only a very small amount of DNA extracted from the cells. To have enough DNA to be able to carry out genetic fingerprinting, you need to copy the DNA many times using the polymerase chain reaction. Once you have enough DNA, the second step is to cut the DNA into fragments. For this, you need to use an enzyme called a restriction endonuclease. The restriction endonuclease cuts the DNA every time it sees the same repeated section. This means that the number and length of each DNA fragment is unique to that person. The fragments of DNA are then separated to create the genetic fingerprint picture. In order to separate the fragments, you need to use a method called gel electrophoresis. The apparatus for gel electrophoresis is a thin square block of clear jelly made from agar in a plastic tray. The jelly is called the gel and has a row of holes, called wells, along one side. The DNA fragments are placed into one of the wells. The plastic tray is then filled with a buffer solution. The buffer contains ions so that an electrical current can travel across the gel. A lid, through which a positive and negative electrode is passed, is placed on top of the tray so that the electrodes touch the buffer. Electricity is then passed through the apparatus. DNA has an overall negative charge. This means that when the electricity is passed through the apparatus, the DNA fragments move towards the positive electrode. The small fragments move through the gel faster than the large fragments, so the fragments are separated on the gel in order of size. These fragments appear on the gel as bands. The exact position and thickness of each band is unique to each individual. To make a picture of the gel, the pattern of bands on the gel must be transferred to an X-ray film. This takes several steps. The first step is to transfer the DNA fragments from the gel onto a nylon membrane. This is called southern blotting. This membrane is then washed in a solution that contains radioactive primers. The primers bind to the bands of DNA fragments on the membrane. The next step is to expose the now radioactive membrane to an X-ray film. The film is exposed by the radioactive probes bound to the membrane. When the film is developed, the exposure shows up as dark bands on the film, making a picture of the genetic fingerprint. Genetic fingerprinting has many applications. For example, it can be used by the police to compare DNA found at the scene of a crime and the DNA of a suspect. It can also be used to work out who are the parents of a child. Genetic fingerprinting can also be used in medicine to work out if someone has a particular genetic disease. Let's have a look at some typical questions. Question 1. What cuts the DNA into fragments? DNA is cut into fragments by restriction endonucleases. Question 2. How can you make enough DNA to use in genetic fingerprinting? You can make enough DNA to use in genetic fingerprinting using the polymerase chain reaction. Question 3. Why is each genetic fingerprint different? Each genetic fingerprint is different because the repeated sections that the restriction endonucleases cut are in a different place in each person's DNA. Question 4. How are the DNA fragments separated? The DNA fragments are separated by running an electrical current through the gel electrophoresis apparatus. Question 5. How can the police use genetic fingerprinting? The police can use genetic fingerprinting to compare the DNA found at a crime scene with the DNA of a suspect. To summarise, this MP3 describes the method and applications of genetic fingerprinting. First of all, it covers the reason why genetic fingerprinting is so useful. Secondly, the method of genetic fingerprinting is described in detail. Each step of the process is described: extraction of DNA from cells, digestion of the DNA with restriction endonucleases, separation of the DNA fragments by gel electrophoresis, hybridization of radioactive primers to the DNA fragments, and development of the X-ray film to make a picture of the genetic fingerprint. Finally, both forensic and medical applications of genetic fingerprinting are discussed.